This is the Jake Asman Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Jake Asman.
And the Toronto Raptors head home north of the border for Game 5 on Monday. A chance to win the championship in their own building. A chance to win the title in Canada for the first time in franchise history, for the first time in NBA history. 105-92.
Raptors Radio with the call. One game away. Toronto, one game away from winning their first ever NBA championship. And someone who just got off the plane with the team is now joining us on our Progressive Insurance Hotline. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Let's welcome on Raptors radio analyst Paul Jones. Paul, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes here. I know I was just informed by my producer Jacob here. You just got off the flight with the team.
Yeah, we just landed, and it's kind of surreal having been here since day one and having, like I said, watched Eddie Pinkney jump center against the late Yinka Dare 24 seasons ago, to think that, you know, we did our show, our daily show with the team, and I uttered words at the end of the show I didn't know I would really ever have a chance to say. I closed the show by saying the Toronto Raptors will play for a chance to lift the Larry O'Brien Trophy Monday night in Toronto. I kind of said it, and I thought, did I really say that? and is it really true? And it is, both of them. So it's quite something. And I mean, for the first time when the plane landed, there were fans standing outside, a smattering of fans kind of cheering, and everybody's looking forward to Monday night. But there's still work to be done, Jake, the way that the team looks at it. And Kendrick Perkins had a great tweet the other night when they won game three. He said, I saw something scary. They walked off the court and there was no celebrating. And look, they've played Golden State now, what's it, six times this year, two in the regular season, four in the playoffs, and they've won five out of six. So, you know, my brother Mark, who does the games for ESPN, we always talk about these kind of throwaway lines that people say that resonate with us. You know, in 1989, there was Gerald Green walking out of the tunnel at the Kingdome in Seattle when Seton Hall was playing in the national championship, and nobody thought they'd be there, and he was clapping his hand saying, this is what I came for. And the one that comes to mind is Barry Switzer when the Cowboys won. Barry Switzer said, hey man, wasn't no magic out there. We dominated. And I look at the way the Raptors played last night. There was no magic. They were the better team. So look, but there's still work to be done, Jake. It's not nearly done yet.
Paul Jones, Raptors radio analyst, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. You know, and to your point, Paul, the way Toronto played, specifically last night, because in Game 3, obviously, Thompson didn't play, but last night the Warriors down 2-1 at home. It's as close to a must-win game as it could be without it, of course, being a must-win by definition. And the Raptors in that third quarter, the way they played, outscoring the Warriors 37-12, and just how well they played down the stretch in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was something to watch. The Raptors were just dominant, as you talked about. What do you attribute it to? What has been the catalyst behind this incredible run that we're watching?
Here's the thing, Jake. Everybody looks at it when you go into the playoffs and they say, well, you know, who's the better team? The playoffs are a season unto it. They're a season unto itself. And just like the regular season where a team can get better, a team can get better over the course of the playoffs too. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard didn't have a lot of chance to play with Marc Gasol. And Kyle Lowry didn't have a chance. They didn't get a chance to play together a lot. And here they are finally doing it. And they've been improving. I mean, look, Kawhi's the leader on this team. And this series kind of reminds me of the 2004 Pistons that took down the Lakers when the Lakers had Shaq and Kobe. And, yeah, they had injuries when Malone and Peyton were hurt. But everybody looked at the five guys on the other side and said, wow, they can't beat those guys. And the five guys on the other side were pretty good. Chauncey, Rip, Tayshaun Prince, mm-hmm. Ben Wallace. I mean, you know, guys played roles. You know, guys played roles. The Raptors do have Kawhi Leonard, but the other guys are playing their roles. And to your question, they take their cue from Kawhi Leonard. They really do. Golden State had a streak of 25 straight games of 100 points or more in the playoffs. They got 92 last night. A pair of bookend 46s, and that was it for the half. And Toronto's defense has just improved over the course of the playoffs. And, you know, I was saying to your producer off air, they take their cue from the main guy, Kawhi Leonard. He walked off the court last night after his post-game interview, stone-faced, stoic. You couldn't tell if the guy just won a billion-dollar Powerball or he committed grand larceny and murdered 15 people. Like, his expression just did not change. And that's who they take their cue from. They're down 1-0 against Orlando, and everybody's yelling, oh, same old Raptors, and then they win 4 straight. You know, they're down 2-1 to Philly, and on the road, Kawhi comes up with a huge game. It's 2-2. Game 7, he makes the game-winning shot. They're down 2-0 to Milwaukee. Somebody says, well, what do you do from here? Where do you go from here? And he kind of deadpans and says, well, we go back to Toronto for game 3. And then they proceeded to win 4 in a row. Like, this guy just, he is unflappable right now. He really, really is. I saw panic in the eyes of Golden State last night, just a little bit from the champs, just a little bit of frustration, a little bit of, wait a minute, where's our patented 15-2 run? Where's our patented 11-1 run, 11-2 run that gets us back in and blows this thing open? They didn't have one of those. Because that guy, Kawhi, helped the Raptors provide an answer every time.
Raptors radio analyst Paul Jones, our guest here on SB Nation Radio, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. I mean, we could talk all day about Kawhi Leonard and his greatness, but I'm curious, because you're around him so much and you've followed him his entire season in Toronto this year, what to you has surprised you the most about Kawhi? Because we knew he was this guy that was not a rah-rah guy. He's never made it about himself. He was quiet, didn't really showcase much of a personality, but he's a cold-blooded assassin. And, you know, for what he's done in these big games, and last night with the 36 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 0 turnovers, he's just been incredible in the big spot, in the big moment. What to you has just surprised you the most being around this guy all season?
You know, I knew he was good. You know, a lot of fans were upset here when the trade was made because of DeRozan being shipped out, and he was the native son, the guy that wanted to be here, that took less money in free agency, you know, saw 21 and 61s and 22 and 60s and said, I want to be here for the winning, and, you know, got Toronto to the conference final, just couldn't get him past LeBron, and people were upset. But I knew that, I mean, we knew how good this was. Basketball people knew how good this guy was. And I think the thing that surprised me most was what he does at the defensive end. And that maybe sounds, people want to be saying, come on, Jones, give your head a shake. The guy's a 2-time defensive player of the year. But seeing it twice a year when he's in the other conference and seeing it every single night where he locks guys up and, you know, he's able to help and recover in his wingspan and those claws able to deflect the ball. And suddenly it's a 50-50 ball and it's on the ground and he picks it up the same way you'd pick up a grapefruit out of the produce department and heads off with the ball. I mean, the guy is just, he's just stoically inexorable. He just does not stop. And like I said, in every series, he's put his collective arm around the team and said, it's okay, guys, I got this. Don't worry, we're good. Let's do this. Follow me. And here they are on the brink.
You know, when you look at this team, obviously, they've never been to the NBA Finals. Here they are, one win away from winning the NBA Finals. I mean, this is such a tough question to ask because I don't think any of us know, but I'll ask it anyway, Paul. What would a championship mean to not just the city of Toronto, but really the nation of Canada getting this championship if they could pull it off?
Well, I'm going to go back, and like I said, I've been around this team for years, and I've been, you know, I've kind of grown up in this city back and forth between here and New York, where a lot of my relatives are. I mean, I went to school here, was educated here, you know, grade school, high school, played college ball here. It's akin to the Blue Jays in 91 and 92 when they kept, I mean, they're in the American League East and they're fighting the Yankees and the Red Sox and they get close. And then Jim Sundberg doinks one off the right field foul pole and the Royals beat them, and You know, Alomar finally takes Eckersley over the wall in 91, and people are like, is this it? And then they win the thing. And now we got Canadians in Major League Baseball. It's flooded across the country. The Blue Jays radio and TV network is the one team in Canada, but it's coast to coast. People listen in Vancouver and Alberta. They listen out east in Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. It's the same thing with the Raptors. Jake, it's the same thing.
Wow.
Like, there were people here that told me when it came in 95, I said, hey, they said, Jonesy, it's not going to last. He'll be here for a few years. And I said, wait a minute. I was in Barcelona in 92 working for Canadian TV covering the Dream Team as a basketball guy. I covered the Pistons in 88 when the then general manager of the Raptors, Isaiah Thomas, part owned this team when it was born. I said, basketball is huge. You guys don't understand this. And they say, it'll last 4 or 5 years and it'll be gone. I said, in 4 or 5 years, they'll make the playoffs and this thing's going to start to take off. And sure enough, 95 was the inaugural season. 99, some kid named Vince Carter led him to the playoffs for the first time. And it has just continued to gather steam. And it's like the Blue Jays, Jake, where people are around the water cooler at work. And if they're not basketball fans, because we're a hockey nation, the basketball fans are talking about it. And it's big, and they're hearing it on the radio, and they're seeing it on TV, and it's in the newspapers, and the kids are talking about it, Jake. The kids are talking about it. A second generation, because those kids in 95 that were 15 and 16 years old, they're in their 40s now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 20. They're in their 40s now, and they got kids. And the young people are talking about it, and the casual fan is going, geez, I better check this out. This is big. I better see what's going on here. The same way if you were not a golf fan in, you know, 96, 97, and some kid Tiger Woods was going wild, you're like, hey, I better take a look at this and what's going on. And it's the same thing that's happening now with the Raptors. This city, this province, this nation is crazy for the Raptors. I'm doing radio hits with people half the country away in Saskatchewan and Alberta, where we produce some of the greatest hockey players in the world. Everybody wants to talk hoops now.
Unbelievable. That's such a great story. He's Paul Jones, Raptors radio analyst. He's on Twitter at Paul_Jones. He just got off the plane, if you're just tuning in, just got off the plane with the team, and they're one win away, the Toronto Raptors, from their first ever NBA title. Paul, I can't thank you enough for making some time for us here on SB Nation Radio. Best of luck to the nation of Canada Monday night. Certainly, I got no dog in the fight, but I love the story, and I'm rooting for the Raptors to get this done.
Well, one to go, and as my 93-year-old dad says, he's lying up in a hospital bed now. He always has the Latin phrase for me. He says, "Quam pulchrum et vivere," and I'm like, "What's that, Dad?" He said, "What a time to be alive." And if you're a Raptor fan, that's what you're saying.
There you go. If you're Drake as well, he's Paul Jones joining us on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Thanks again, Paul. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man.
Paul Jones joining us, and wow, what a great story. Got off the plane, and one thing that he said, if you're just tuning in, the stoic mindset of the team. They just won 2 games in Golden State, and you wouldn't tell if you watched them come off the court. You wouldn't tell if you were on the plane with them flying back from Oakland to Toronto. Unbelievable. Toronto Raptors, one win away from an NBA title.